Eating in Public is an activist art collective you may have noticed around town. Their thoughtful, simple solutions have attracted city government even. Here's co-founder Gay Chan.
A few years ago, they called and said, oh, we want to talk with you about this project. And my first reaction was like, oh no, they're going to shut us down.
Their high-five recycling bins were deployed guerrilla style around town, and now the city's adopted the system since the bins cost just a few dollars to produce.
And then another question we get asked often is, we don't have time to do pickup. And they're like, no, there's no pickup. Other people pick them up.
Maybe you've seen their free stores on the UH campus and the Windward side where anyone can take or leave whatever they want. Eating in Public offers free seed bars, too. Help yourself and grow your own. Outside the UH art department, a garden sprang up in the same organic way.
All I did was provide the key to turn the faucet.
Chan, chair of the art department, bends down to pick an eggplant. There's also broccoli, bell peppers, tomatoes, basil. Apparently, though gardeners come and go, the garden persists.
Everything that we do are places for free, autonomous exchanges. It's like radical trust.
So, how would that play out at the Diggers' Dinner? That's the potluck finale to a week of workshops and demonstrations in self-sufficiency skills at the Commons Gallery. The Diggers of 17th century England were the inspiration. They wanted to relate simply with nature and each other outside of monetary and industrial systems. The ethos was revived in San Francisco and elsewhere in the 60s. At Eating in Public's Diggers Dinner potluck, each main ingredient has to be obtained without money.
The sauerkraut's simple. The one I use is just cabbage and salt.
Kyle Jablonski, printmaker, is planning to work in exchange for his cabbage. His microbiology training tells him keeping the cabbage weighted below the brine that forms naturally will stem bacterial growth, though who knows where the frontiers of flavor might lead.
That's what I'm most excited about. To not be so afraid of the process of food making, finding different flavors, tasting something as it's rotting, and finding, you know, saying that, oh, this is okay to experience this.
That's how natto was discovered, surely. Oh, Kyle has to go with Roman, but...
The class with you, okay.
John Shostek, Japanese art history professor, grew up in apple country, and here transposed his skills to mangoes. In this case, about 300 pounds worth of fallen fruit from his neighbor.
So we put them in buckets, and we just took a big 2x4, and all day we were pounding them and creating a pulp through them. And now, 2 years later, it's finally ready to drink.
Mango wine?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a nice golden color.
It's not cloying at all.
Mm. It's like alchemy, really, you know, if you think about it. Taking something no one wants and turning it into something rather interesting.
When was the last time you ate something you didn't buy? Chan says the stories around gathered food are always good. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.